thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, it certainly is. Hello, welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks. JT here and Mr. Lee's here as well, just getting himself set up. A little bit behind the eight ball today, Mr. Lee.
I am. Sorry, I was just getting my headphones on. Sorry about that.
Hey, you showed up. That's what I say. As long as you're here.
I haven't missed one yet. This year,
yeah. glad you said that.
Sorry, I had a bit of a slight pause. I shouldn't have paused. I should have said that all. I missed one this year.
Oh, dear. Well, it's still only July.
Yes.
I'm not going to count my chickens too soon. Mr. Lee, today's movie is Moana, and I love the backgrounds we've got, the little backdrops you brought us with for this one.
Cool.
I love the colour of the water and the wave. It looks great. Now, this is Moana, the live action movie, so away from the animation that we've seen.
Yes.
And we've got The Rock back, Dwayne Johnson. We've got Catherine LaGaia in this one as well, who I'm hearing reports that she is absolutely amazing, which is great for an Aussie. Yeah. So this is looking really good and definitely great for the school holidays.
Certainly is. And it's so nice that they've actually dropped a movie for kids during school holidays, because with Toy Story and Minions and Monsters, that were a couple of weeks before school holidays. But at least this one's actually in school holidays. And I think, you know, as we said in the podcast yesterday, it was number one for the last week. So that's good news for a kiddies movie.
That is awesome. Well, we will introduce our flicksters. We've got two on today, which is great. Two returning flicksters who are awesome every time they come on. And we'll get their thoughts on Moana. Are you ready for a sing-along, Mr. Lee? You're welcome. We've got to do it, right? Because
we do.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Moana, I want to know about you. Tell me about your hopes, your dreams.
Well, I guess I kind of dreamt.
Time's up. I gotta bounce.
Maui. Shapeshifter. You stole the heart of Tefiti and cursed the whole world. If you restore the heart, you'd be everyone's hero.
Maui, you're so amazing. Look at the definition of this girl's.
It's true. I do have beautiful hair.
What can I say except you're welcome. I'm sailing away. You're welcome.
This mission has no chance. We got to go through a whole ocean of bad.
We can do this.
Maui's not spelled with a we, it's spelled with an I.
Are you kidding?
Good job, me. And she's back. Sometimes in life, you're the hero. And sometimes, you're the bait.
Wait, what?
What are you doing in the realm of monsters?
Pick an eye, babe. I can't concentrate on what I'm saying if you... Yeah, just pick one.
Hey, crab cake! I'm back.
Chose us for a reason.
We tell the stories of our lovers in the never-ending
world. Let's go save the world.
There is no escape.
Oh, there is one escape.
Oh, it's Moana. And it's at movie cinemas right now, right around the country. And to tell us more about it, welcome to our Talking Flicksters for this week. It is the wonderful Chloe and Stella.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you both?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. I'm so excited because I was saying off the podcast before we start, I actually got to meet Stella for the first time last week when she came to see the movie, and I was so excited. I should have asked her for an autograph.
She would have loved that.
Sure, she was so excited to meet you, Miss Lee.
yeah. But it was nice to meet you in person after we've spoken of so many times.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like that was like the third time we've been at the movies these holidays almost. We've been there a lot.
Probably more.
Yeah. I did go without Stella once though, so she hasn't gotten over that yet. But two of the other times are with her.
Oh dear. Well, let's get straight into Moana, ladies. Stella, what did you think? Big fan?
It was very good. It was better than I expected, actually.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, it was that?
Like, and I liked how the actor of Moana was Australian, and how like it was very more like. It had a lot more scenes in it that were a lot more funny than in the first movie, like the animated one.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like there was a little bit more to the story in this one. I can't think of specific things, but I remember watching it going, oh, they've added more detail in here, or especially about the wayfinding and the ancestors. There's a little bit more in it about that. But it's always good to see the Polynesian culture. It's not really in many other kids' movies.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should bring that up. Because there was over 200 Pacific Island performers in this movie, and Catherine Legaia.
Well, let me see.
She was actually chosen out of thousands and thousands of auditions.
That's so cool that she's Aussie too. Yeah. And she was young when they started filming. She was doing a HSC.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she had to get special consideration to finish it, which was, I don't know, 2 years ago, I'm assuming, and then was traveling and doing all this cool stuff. Like, it's so, so awesome. And you can tell the islanders in it. I mean, The Rock's family's even in it, in one of the scenes.
Yeah. His two daughters, I think.
And his mum, yeah.
Oh, how good's that?
It's pretty awesome. And they filmed in, I think, primarily in Hawaii, from what I read. Just awesome taking movies back there, which I think maybe Nicola will rant there where he filmed Jumanji.
Compared to the 2016 version of Moana, so it's 10 years since the original came out, to this one, is it nearly – I know you said that they went into more things, but is it also very much similar scene for scene?
They were very like – it was like the exact same scenes, but they added or took away things that happened in it.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. It was pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say. And like even the animated –
Yeah, well, if you like the animated, you'd like this one then for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I'd be interested to see why they didn't use the same Moana though. Like, because The Rock, for I think what I read today, The Rock is the first actor to be used in the animated and live action.
Yes.
The first time they've done that. Yeah, which is pretty cool. I mean, he's a producer, so he can kind of do whatever he wants. But it was interesting that they didn't use the same Moana. But even though she did such a great job, it was just an interesting choice.
Yeah. It might have been because they needed a younger actor.
Yeah, she might be too old now.
Now, The Rock, Chloe.
I know, my guy.
Yeah, he's your guy. what do you think?
It was weird.
Did he get the job done?
Weird. Yes, he always gets the job done, of course. He's good at everything. But he was really weird to look at for a while because I was trying to explain to Stella he has had hair before when he used to wrestle.
Yeah,
it did look kind of fake, but when it got wet, it was okay. But then it was just, he was also not as physical in this movie. Like, he had to wear a muscle suit because he'd had different movies go on and lost weight for those movies, and he wasn't as big as, like, obviously he has been in the past. We had to put on, like, prosthetics every day and get into a muscle suit, which was so weird.
And I had heard something today about Disney apparently erasing his nipples from the from the movie.
I didn't even notice that.
Well, it's good that you're looking at his face.
Well, I was having a look at a picture before, and I do agree. I don't see them, but I think he's got all those Disney masked him with the tattoos, right? Mm. So yeah. But
there is a lot of close-ups on his pecs too, because that little thing that dances around is on his pec.
I'm
surprised we didn't notice that. Yeah. Yeah, but he did so well. I think he was great. I mean, his dancing and singing probably has a little bit, you know, left imagination, but he's funny. He's really funny.
Well, who was the funniest character?
Probably the chicken.
The chicken.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, Hey, Hey steals the show.
Ooh.
Maui would be my second.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who do you think, Star?
I'm not biased, I swear.
It'll go, hey, hey, and then the ocean. Ocean's very funny.
Oh, okay. We counting that as a character, maybe, okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. Well, that's good. So if you had magical ocean power, talking of the ocean, what would you be, Stella?
Probably either stopping, like, tsunamis and floods or making, like, the ocean and water less polluted.
Oh, Stella, they're good answers. Dang it. I was brilliant. Like Aquaman vibes where I can breathe underwater.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, Chloe, was how cool would it be to breathe underwater? You could just go anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, we could still save the ocean from pollution while we're breathing underwater. But we could add that in with stills.
Yeah.
sure.
And so you ladies have watched both the animated and the live action now. Which one do you think you enjoyed more and why?
I feel like I kind of enjoyed the new one better because I like live action movies a bit more than I like cartoon movies.
Okay.
That's an interesting – I didn't think you'd say that. So I really like the original, but I don't know if you can ever beat originals in those movies. Like, and it's hard to do a live action. I think a lot of them haven't, you know, been as successful probably because there's a lot of pressure put on them. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to beat the first one. But it was good. It was one of the better live actions I've seen.
When you kind of picture, you know, some of the characters from the animation and you picture how they are in real life, is that kind of the vibe you got? Do you think they nailed that in the movie?
Definitely Maui and Moana. I feel like they got that on, like, right on.
They are cast really well. And the grandma was cast quite well too. Yeah. She was actually, I thought she was the same lady as the original movie. She sounded exactly like her. But did you think so that Maui in particular, I think, like, you can't go wrong with him. I think I feel like he is like that in real life. And he was saying that the character's based off his grandfather and that when he would put the prosthetics on in his hair, he looked exactly like him. So I think that was kind of cool in that perspective. It's like a family. It's not just a heritage thing for them. It's like a family thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely would have felt special to him.
Yeah, it wasn't just a really lame wig. It was trying to look like his grandfather, which looked really cool afterwards.
So, Stella, we know a lot of Disney movies and also Pixar and all that, they do have a meaning in behind movies and all that. Did you get a lesson? Did you learn anything from the movie?
I think what it was hinting at is to never give up and do what you think is right.
Yeah, I had the same thing, I think.
Yep, you got the same thing, Chloe. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I like these messages in movies because you walk out and go, you know, we need to look after our oceans. We need to do all these things. And it's a good way of teaching our kids exactly something in a fun type of environment.
Yeah, Disney's usually so good at that. And I think probably like hidden messages and kids don't understand it probably until later. But, even like Maui, I think when, you know, I think in the – I don't remember in the original them talking about why he stole the heart a lot, but in this movie it was touched on – about how he was trying to win over the humans and, like, be, you know, get favors with them because he wanted them to like him and then they turned their back on him or whatever. And I don't remember that in the original, but there was a bit of kind of, you know, lesson there about trusting and then obviously building up trust with Moana. But it was an interesting take, this movie, for sure.
And more on how his parents abandoned him and how he became a god and that.
Oh, yeah, and I don't remember that in the original at all.
Yeah, I don't think that was talked about.
There you go. Putting a little, putting a few Easter eggs in there. That's really good to see. One other thing that Disney is so good at is the soundtrack. And everyone was singing to Moana many, many years ago. You know, we had Welcome, as we heard in the trailer, How Far I'll Go, the Alessia Cara song. Is there any of that that comes across in the film, a lot of the original songs from the animation?
Yeah, I think they were all in there.
Yeah, they were. And that I Am Moana one, though, is that a different one? I feel like maybe that was.
I think that came out in the second movie.
Yeah, okay, in the second. And also, well, like, Shiny is the coolest song ever, and I feel like that's
yeah, that was my favourite too.
Yeah, it's so good. And we knew every word of it. It was so embarrassing.
We were singing it and everyone started looking at us.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
Because you were so good, that's why.
It's really bad. I went to Disney on Ice on the weekend and did the same thing. And Moana came out and the kids went wild and all the parents were singing kind of more than the kids, but it was very popular.
Oh, one thing I will mention is Lin-Manuel Miranda, Mark Marcini, and another person I won't pronounce their name, they actually have come from the original films to do the sound. So that's probably why the score is so much the similar, because they were doing all the other ones as well, so which is really good.
Yeah, it'll really let people down, I think, if the soundtrack wasn't. Like, it's such a big thing. I think I was actually there watching a completely different movie. It might have been, I don't know, Jackass or something the day, and there was a grown adult in front of me singing the Maui, the Maui rap song that came on in one of the ads, and he was like a 40-year-old guy sitting in front of me singing it. I was like, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen, but you can see how it translates through the generation.
Are you sure it wasn't Grant Lee?
Oh,
well,
you
I didn't
know what?
Check his face, but it could have been.
He is not 40, though.
Can I just say, thank you for saying I was 40. I will also quickly say that I actually did see Chloe at a different show a couple of weeks ago. She was sitting in front of me.
Yeah. And that wasn't even an actual movie.
No, it wasn't either.
That was a live thing.
Oh, my God. What show were you at?
What show did you see?
The Comedy Festival.
Right.
Melbourne
Comedy
Festival.
Okay, that's all right
yeah.
then. Okay.
Yeah. That's anyway, right. we've
so
come to that.
From there, okay? We're still representing.
Yeah. We've come to that time of the podcast where I head over to the trusty old freezer and I've got 10 Choc Tops, 5 for you, Stella, 5 for you, Chloe. We'll go with you, Stella. How many Choc Tops are you going to give Moana?
4.
Oh.
Oh, nice. And Chloe?
I was
going
to give it a 3.5.
That's
brilliant.
I'll take
That's
the other
good.
Half.
But if we're going on just like The Rock, it would be a 5, obviously.
Oh, that's great. So all in all, both of you, if you describe it in one word, how would you describe Moana, 2026 version?
Fun. Adventurous.
Yeah. A good time, just fun. Chill. It was awesome.
I like
that. That was way too many words.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Too many.
I do like that.
It's all good.
Very good. Well, thank you, ladies.
You
as always.
To see it, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, until they told me to change the channel. I don't think they've realized yet there's no remote for the movie.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you hate that when you're watching a movie that you're just like, oh, I want to skip this and you're so used to it?
I know. Yeah. This is what streaming's done to us and it sucks.
So no,
we need to go to the cinema more. We need to go to the movies
that's
more.
That's right. That's what I tell myself.
Exactly. Make it a task this weekend. Chloe and Stella, thank you so much for joining us once again.
No worries. Thanks for having us, guys.
You thank
so
you for having us.
Thank you, ladies. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
We will. And you'll have to go and see the Minions. I know you're looking forward to that.
You're a funny one, Chloe. Seriously, you really are. As you know, I'm not laughing. Yeah.
I like that, Chloe. Oh,
shut up, Mr. Lee. Shut up. I'm nearly done. Oh, dear. All right. Well, I'm just going to turn Chloe off there. Are you ready to start the weekend, Mr. Lee?
I certainly am. Well, as you know, we both started already. So, hey, we're into it already.
Have a great weekend. And if you want to be too. A next Netflixer like Chloe and Stella, this is how you do it.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.